I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. De-escalation statements followed Iran's 15 missile assault on U.S. forces yesterday. The attack came in response to last week's U.S. killing of a top Iranian general. But is the fight really over? Uncharted Ministries' Tom Doyle says.
We need to be vigilant because the chessboard just changed. It's like someone picked it up and threw all the pieces on the ground. This moment in history has changed everything in the Middle East. This has been perceived and manipulated to be an act of war against Islam itself. And that's what I think is most dangerous.
Normally, Sunni and Shia Muslims fight each other. Now, they're teaming up against common enemies, Israel, the U.S., and Christians. So pray for believers throughout the Middle East, especially those from a Muslim background. And the World Evangelism Association has named 2020 the Global Year of the Bible. Organizations are joining together to reach a goal that Christians have been working toward for centuries, translating and distributing the Bible in every written language on the planet. That's a worthy goal, but Ed Weaver of Spoken Worldwide points out that to reach everyone with the gospel, Scripture needs to go beyond the written word. That's why orality-based organizations like Spoken Worldwide adapt Scripture into scripts that allow natural, spoken delivery of God's word.
And then they have the Scripture right there, and they're able to grab onto it. They're able to engage with it. They don't have to become more Western or more learned in order to access God.
Pray for their efforts and ask God to open opportunities for local connections. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here or on our social media network or stream our podcast at Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.